Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go, getting underway with the most heavily commuted and always most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along. It is a hump day edition. We're on the downside of this work week. Great to have you along. Coming along in this hour, about 5:25, since the show is Bob and the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, screening the callers, making sure the trains run on time, and, as you just heard, Little Annie back in the news center. Bob and the Bobettes will be presenting another edition of Yes or BS.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It's a fun crew, and you are a part of it because you're there on your end of the speaker, and we greatly appreciate your being there. So, Yes or BS coming along about 5:25. And those of you who are fans of the Constitution will want to stick around for that because today, Yes or BS questions all have to do with the United States Constitution. Great to have you here, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Just pick up the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. If you prefer sending me a text message, and many do, use the CSRP, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, number 71307. The president, with quite a bit to say today, President Trump, talking to reporters on the White House lawn today and touched on a lot of different topics. Let's hear some of what the president had to say, beginning with the business of birthright citizenship. Here is President Trump.
We are looking at birthright citizenship very seriously. It's frankly ridiculous.
The president also touched on the issue of the rules change. You're probably aware of the fact that right now, essentially, we have catch and release with illegals coming across the border. DHS is only allowed to hold them for a specific period of time, and then they just have to let them go. The president wants to change the way that system is operating.
I'm the one that brought them together. This new rule will do even more to bring them together.
Talking about keeping families together rather than being separated.
Very much I have the children on my mind. It bothers me very greatly. People make this horrible 2,000-mile journey.
The president also was asked about the ongoing trade war with China and had this to say on that topic.
Somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China. I'm taking on China on trade. And you know what? We're winning.
Now, you may be aware the president earlier had talked about, floated the idea of buying Greenland. Denmark's prime minister was not thrilled with that. And the whole thing has turned into a meltdown. The president today, unhappy with Denmark's prime minister.
Denmark, I looked forward to going, but I thought that the prime minister's statement that it was absurd, it was an absurd idea, was nasty. I thought it was an inappropriate statement. All she had to do is say, no, we wouldn't be interested.
And the president upset, of course, that rather than saying, well, we're not interested, the prime minister ridiculed the president's idea of buying Greenland.
All they had to do is say, no, we'd rather not do that, or we'd rather not talk about it. Don't say what an absurd idea that is, because she's not talking to me. Excuse me. She's not talking to me. She's talking to the United States of America. You don't talk to the United States that way, at least unto me.
Meantime, of course, there was this whole setup with Tlaib and Omar going to Israel, which was nothing but a scam. They've set the whole thing up. I don't think they really, either one, had any intention of actually going. And in response to the Democrats rallying around these two pro-Islamist members of Congress, the president said things about the Jewish people who support Democrats. Here is President Trump.
In my opinion, you vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel. And only weak people would say anything other than that.
The other big issue, a hot-button issue, has been this whole suggestion of red flag gun laws and closing loopholes and what have you. The president also commented on that today on the lawn of the White House.
With background checks, we're dealing with Democrats, we're dealing with Republicans, we're dealing with the NRA, we're dealing with gun owners, we're dealing with everybody. And I think we're going to have something, hopefully, that's meaningful.
The president also said he believes that the Democrats are hardly pro-Second Amendment. In fact, just the obvious, he said that they were anti-Second Amendment and said that we were not going to start down a slippery slope that would lead to weakening our gun laws. The president also spoke later today at the AmVets convention in Louisville, Kentucky. The president announcing he was granting relief to the thousands of disabled vets who were saddled with student loan debt, talking about his administration's accomplishments to help America's veterans community.
Today, I'm proud to announce that I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt. In a few moments, I will sign a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate every penny of federal student loan debt owed by American veterans who are completely and permanently disabled. The debt of these disabled veterans will be entirely erased. It'll be gone. Altogether, this action will wipe out an average of $30,000 in debt owed by more than 25,000 eligible veterans who have made immense sacrifices, the ultimate sacrifice in many ways for our nation. They've made a sacrifice that's so great, and they're such incredible people, and they never complain. They never complain. That's hundreds of millions of dollars in student debt held by our severely wounded warriors. It's gone forever.
That is President Trump speaking this afternoon at the AmVets convention in Louisville, Kentucky. The president also planning to headline a fundraiser for Republican Governor Matt Bevin's as he attempts to fend off a Democrat challenger, the state attorney Andy Beshear there. Okay. 14 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Bob, on the text line, just out of curiosity, why does the president have a desire to purchase Greenland? I don't know. Maybe he intends to change the congressional districting and have Nancy Pelosi represent Greenland going forward. Take a quick break here, and then when we come back on the other side, we'll get into some of the other meat of the day. I mentioned Ohio Representative Jim Jordan is going to be joining me in the bonus hour about 45 minutes or so from now. He has been one of the guys in the forefront of pushing the investigation into the investigators of the attempted coup against President Trump. And there are more developments on that front today as well. Be right back here on Hump Day.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Can't we all just get along and work together? Welcome back. 5:20 here, the Bobby Mack Show, bumper to bumper on this hump day afternoon, in on the text line. Bobby, it occurred to me that you refer every day to the 5 o'clock follies, but very seldom explain where the term actually came from. I, of course, know very well, having attended a 5 o'clock follies MACV, that is Military Assistance Command Vietnam, that's what MACV was the acronym for, attended a 5 o'clock follies MACV press briefing in Saigon from Colonel Ted. Thank you, Colonel, and as always, Moneypenny and I salute you. Bobby, why would Trump do that to Greenland? Oh, have Pelosi represent him? Also, if you'd smoked a cannabis, you would have won. From George in Malden. Bobby Mack, when are you and Rush going to stop lying to the people about Trump? You call yourself a man. Stop carrying the water for Trump. Trump will... throw you and anybody else under the bus. Just say one more thing about him and see. Stop kissing up to Trump. Trump have no more power than what God give him. I am tried of all the lying, and you all fall for it. Nice spelling. Good grammar. Appreciate that. Yeah, I should be supporting, I guess, probably Joe Biden. Sir Gaffes-a-Lot. A new name for Biden that was suggested by a texter earlier today. We played these earlier in the program, but for those of you who just got off work, I guess it's worth reprising them, as you prefer. Biden attempting to do damage control yesterday in Iowa. You may remember earlier this month he falsely claimed he was vice president during the Parkland school shooting in 2018. But even when he tried to walk it back, he managed to screw this up as well.
And I also met with the kids from Parkland in the Capitol. And I met with them in the Capitol. I was still called vice president, but it was in 18.
Yeah. But I was still called vice president. So that's what I meant. It wasn't when I was vice president, you see, but I was still called vice president. Go ahead, Joe.
And I watched them. They asked me to come up and speak to them in the rotunda. I think it was rotunda. One of the rooms in the Capitol.
Yeah, it was I'm not sure if it was a rotunda. It was one of those big white marble buildings. You know, they got so many of them in Washington, it's hard to keep track of them. But it was, it was in one of those buildings, maybe the rotunda.
And they're all about to go and try to lobby congressmen.
Yeah.
And senators in the halls of the Congress and Senate. And those women remember trembling in their boots. They didn't want to meet these kids.
Yeah. But of course, Courageous Joe was right there to meet with them. Now, as if that's not enough, Joe, also on the campaign trail in Iowa, reminisces about the tragic times when Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King were assassinated. Do you remember that, don't you, Joe?
Just like in my generation, when I got out of school, that when Bobby Kennedy and Dr. King had been assassinated in the 70s, late
70s. You remember that, when Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. were assassinated in the late 70s. 1968, Joe. I mean, it's one after another. You know, Sir Gaffes-a-Lot is right. Every time he opens his mouth, something stupid comes out.
You moron.
To the phones we go. Dave is along. Dave is in Campobello. Hi, Dave, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hoorah, brother. You moron.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, if all you had to do is, when you're talking about President Trump in Greenland,
right?
Is I flew with an F-4 squadron. We were an RF-4B squadron. That means we were recon. And mostly what we flew was Pacific Ocean, Westpac. But anyway, all you got to do is look at the Arctic and go a little bit north, and you'll see the Greenland swath.
Right.
And that swath covers, I mean, you can literally walk from the Soviet Union up to the northeast, down into Canada, and guess what? Come into our borders. So the reason I think our president is going after Greenland is because of the great vast area that anybody and any enemy could actually walk into our country, because obviously our borders in Canada aren't all that strong. So Greenland poses a very strategic position when it comes to anti-missile defense, aircraft launch. So everybody is asking about why is Greenland so important to this president. If I were in charge, and if this was like a game of chess,
right,
I would say Greenland is very important, because all you got to do is just pull up the world map, and you'll see the swath of how much land mass. Well, it's not really land; it's mostly ocean area.
Right.
But how much area that they have to protect their borders that we don't have. So I just wanted to give kudos to our president for saying, "Hey, listen, you know, we want to prevent ourselves from taking on, you know, a potential offensive, you know, enemy from the northeast."
And if you're wondering why the president might be proposing something like this, pick your favorite search engine and put in there Russian military base development in the Arctic.
Exactly.
And see what you get.
Where are you going to land?
Yeah.
Because where are you going to land?
They have been building up bases in the Arctic for more than a decade. So, and one other factor here, we can touch on one other topic when we get to Greenland, and that is the name of Greenland, which, of course, for those eco-freaks out there who keep claiming that we're killing the planet, Greenland is named Greenland because it used to be green, okay?
Used to be is the key word. Right?
Back in the day, it was indeed a green land, right?
Not so much. But right now, yeah, I mean, if you simply take a look at the world map and look at how somebody could literally walk in our back door, excuse me, it's literally our top door.
Right.
Back door would be, well, I don't want to talk about that. But
yeah, let's not go there. Well, that one's already wide open and being infiltrated daily. So,
Totally infiltrated.
Right.
Yeah. Totally hit.
Well, so, Dave,
I just wanted to share my little two cents. And being from a recon squadron, we flew mostly, like I said, mostly Pacific. But we did do a couple sorties up in the Northeast. And that was one of the things that we always had to patrol. I mean, we were a recon squadron, so we had no weapons on our birds other than the 45s that we carried with us as pilots. But other than that, we didn't have any weapons. All we had was wing tanks, you know, that we had to jettison in the event that we were ever attacked. But Greenland was always a major component of potential combat. Now, nothing ever came of it.
Right.
But it was always a potential. It was always there.
Well,
people have to realize that.
Yeah.
It's a significant position.
Yeah. On the geopolitical chessboard, it is an important piece. Thank you, Dave. And thank you for your service as well. In on the text line, bombastic Greenland, are you kidding? Second to the southern border, it represents an open and unsecured path from Russia to Canada to the U.S. Yeah, there you go. 5:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We ran right through the scheduled time, for Yes or BS. So as soon as Annie gets through with the newscast, she'll have to do double duty as Bob and the Bobettes present another edition, the U.S. Constitution edition of Yes or BS. It's on the way next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bond. James Bond. Bond is back. New James Bond title released yesterday, and the trailer, this is the music from the trailer in the background. Next movie will be called No Time to Die, and will star Daniel Craig as 007 for the last time. Although he said last time he would rather eat and swallow glass than do another Bond movie. Hey, money talks, and we know what walks. No Time to Die. The Bobby Mac semi-professional players gave the upcoming new Bond film their usual treatment. Here we go.
To say you'd die another day.
My name is James Bond. Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
There's no time to die.
I expect you to die.
No time to die.
So if you're a Bond films fan, and I think that Daniel Craig is probably the best Bond since the original Sean Connery. Oh, Mr. Bond, expect you to die. April 2020. Mark it on your calendar for Daniel Craig's last outing as 007. Okay, as promised, time for today's edition, Better Late Than Never, for Yes or BS.
And now it's time for Yes. Or BS.
Say what?
Okay, here we go. And today's edition, things you might not know about the U.S. Constitution. And joining me for today's edition of Yes or BS, the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny.
Hello.
On the other side of the glass. And back in the news center, little Annie.
Hello.
And here we go with question number one. You tell me, is the answer yes? There's a question, yes, or is it BS? All right, you ready?
BS.
Okay, here we go. And wait a minute, I haven't asked a question.
Oh.
Question number one. September 17th was the day the Constitution officially went into effect. Yes or BS?
You going first?
Moneypenny is contemplating.
I say yes.
BS.
One right. That would be a little Annie. I am afraid, however, Miss Moneypenny's answer is
wrong.
Yes. September 17th was the day 38 of the 41 delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philly signed it. Did not go into effect for another 18 months.
That was a trick question.
Aha! See, I'm clever that way. You got to watch me every minute. Question number two. Founding fathers Thomas Jefferson and John Adams never signed the Constitution. Yes or BS?
Yes.
BS.
Once again, one right. This time, however, it's Miss Moneypenny.
I knew it.
And one.
Wrong.
And that would be a little Annie. Yes, they were both on diplomatic trips to Europe when it was signed.
Nuts.
Question number three. There are several misspellings in the Constitution.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep, you're both right on this one, of course. I don't know. It must have been some Democrat that wrote the thing out. Anyway, the most glaring misspelling is Pennsylvania, which is spelled P-E-N-S-Y-L-V-A-N-I-A. They missed one of the other N's near the beginning. Should be two there.
Mm-hmm.
Question number four, the word democracy never appears in the Constitution or in the Bill of Rights.
True.
So you say yes?
Yes.
Miss Moneypenny says?
Yes.
You are correct.
Yay!
Yep, you're both right. The word democracy meant a direct democracy where every citizen votes on every issue. That's why the U.S. isn't a democracy. We are instead, of course, a constitutional republic. And fifth and finally, at just under 8,000 words, we have the shortest constitution of any country in the world.
You scoundrel, that's got to be a trick.
Is it yes or is it BS?
BS.
BS.
Yeah, you both are.
Yay!
Couldn't trip you up on that one. It is one of the shortest at 8,000 words. To be precise, 7,762 if you count them all. But the Vatican City is the shortest, 3,814. India... India is the longest, just under 150,000 words.
Whoa.
Takes a while to get through the reading of that. Congratulations, ladies. You did very well today.
Yay.
Yeah,
excellent.
And join us next time for another edition of Yes or BS. Well done. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate that. Quickly, let me catch up with the text line here. Bobby, any idea what's wrong with the Utes around here? Oh, that's like Ute. What's a Ute? Youth. What? Any idea what's wrong with the Utes around here? Their trucks are all jacked up in the front, but not the back. You can't be a low rider or high roller. You're sort of in the middle. Gotcha. Bobby, first off, I'm a veteran, but let me ask about Trump's executive order to wipe out all student loan debt held by veterans. Well, the loan forgiveness genie has now been released from the bottle. So how much did Trump wipe off the books? Just wondering. I don't know if anybody has calculated that number yet, but we will, as they say in TV newsrooms, effort finding out what that number is. Hey, Bob, new movie coming out this week. You mentioned the Bond film. It's the sequel to Weekend at Bernie's, starring Bill and Hillary Clinton, called Weekend at Jeffrey's. Another obvious case of Arkanside. Also on the text line, note to all villains, never, ever tell Bond your secret plan or leave the room until he is actually... dead. Hey, Bob, Lindsey Graham-nesty sent me a letter asking for my support for his reelection. I appreciate what he did on the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings a lot. But why is he now trying to make a red flag gun law with Da Nang Dick Blumenthal, who lied about his service in Vietnam? Damn, Lindsey, whose side are you on? Thanks from Jeff. Bobby, sadly, Bond, James Bond, will be dead to me after this last installment. By the way, the villain in No Time to Die, the next Bond film, is the guy who starred as the lead singer of Queen and won an Oscar in his last film. That should be interesting. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mack Show, Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, who will be with us next week, for the Jeff Duncan Faith and Freedom Barbecue down in Anderson, and you're invited. You can get your tickets. Go to jeffduncan.com. I'm doing my show live from there next Monday, as we always do. Vice President Mike Pence will be joining us as well, but Jim Jordan will be with me in the bonus hour when we kick that off right after 6. Be right back here on Hump Day.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. 5:51, 9 before 6 now, in on the text line. Bobby, when will politicians start campaigning on stopping telemarketing? I think I'd vote for Bernie if I thought he could stop it. Bob, only student loans for 100% permanently and totally disabled vets has been forgiven. All other vets still responsible for any student loan debt we have. But just for the record, I'm not a veteran that served in combat. That's all right. You served. We appreciate it. Bobby, hijacked front end of the truck is referred to as a Palatka lien, as in Palatka, Florida. Did I pronounce that right? I don't know. I never heard of Palatka, Florida. Bob, what they're talking about is called the Carolina squat. Bobby, the trucks that are lifted in the front are called squatters. There you go. Bobby, my opinion, veterans who served in combat should never pay taxes again either. Yeah, truck modifications are called the Carolina squat. Gotcha. Now, I mentioned Ohio Representative Jim Jordan is going to be with me in the bonus hour right after 6. He has been one of the guys that has been like a bulldog in going after investigating the investigators in the attempted coup against President Trump. There was a big piece today this was at Zero Hedge. As the Russiagate circus attempts to quietly disappear over the horizon, with Democrats preferring to shift the anti-Trump narrative back to racist, white supremacist, xenophobe, and the mainstream media ready to squawk recession, the Trump administration may have a few more cards up its sleeve before anyone claims a high ground in this farce we call an election campaign. As John Solomon reported at The Hill in September 2018, President Trump told Buck Sexton and me that he would order the release of all classified documents showing what the FBI, the DOJ, and other U.S. intelligence agencies may have done wrong in the Russia probe. While it's been almost a year since then of feet-dragging and cajoling and deep state infighting, we wonder, given Solomon's revel, if the president is getting ready to play his Trump card. Here are the documents that Solomon believes have the greatest chance of rocking Washington if declassified. Number one, Christopher Steele's confidential human source reports at the FBI, commonly known in bureau parlance as 1023 reports. They would show exactly what transpired each time Steele and his FBI handlers met in the summer and fall of 2016 to discuss his anti-Trump dossier. The big reveal, sources say, could be the first evidence that the FBI shared sensitive information with Steele, such as the existence of the classified Crossfire Hurricane operation targeting the Trump campaign. Number two, the 53 House Intel Committee interviews. House Intelligence interviewed many key players in the Russia probe and asked the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, to declassify those interviews nearly a year ago after sending the transcripts for review last November. There are several big reveals, I'm told, including the first evidence that a lawyer tied to the DNC had Russia-related contacts at CIA. Number three, the Stefan Helper documents widely reported that European-based American actress eventually reaching senior advisors like Peter Navarro inside the White House in the summer of 2017. These documents would show what intelligence agencies worked with Helper, who directed his activity, how much he was paid, and how long his contacts with Trump officials were directed by the U.S. government's Russia probe. Number four, the October 2016 FBI email chain, a key document identified by Representative Nunez and his investigators. Sources say that will show exactly what concerns the FBI knew about and discussed with DOJ about using Steele's dossier and other evidence to support the FISA warrant targeting the Trump campaign. Number five, Page and Papadopoulos' exculpatory statements, another of Nunez's five buckets. These documents purport to show what the two Trump aides were recorded telling undercover assets or captured in intercepts insisting on their innocence. Number six, the Gang of Eight briefing materials, a series of classified briefings and briefing books the FBI and DOJ provided key leaders in Congress in the summer of 2018, identifying shortcomings in the Russia collusion narrative. And the list goes on, including the Steele spreadsheet, the actual interview with Steele, the redacted sections of the third FISA renewal application, and records of allies' assistance. Whether or not Great Britain, Australia, and Italy were asked by the FBI to assist them in the investigation. We'll talk about some of this with Ohio Representative Jim Jordan and about the upcoming Faith and Freedom Barbecue next Monday when we come back on the other side with a bonus hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.